What's the participation rate look like in the Roth TSP? That's one of the things that you covered at the board meeting yesterday.
The Roth, as we expected, it's been slow and steady. We now have about 20,000 participants who have Roth balances, and we have about $13 million in Roth accounts. So we never expected that Roth would be the overwhelming choice for our participants. In the private sector, it tends to be just shy of 10%. And so we see ourselves moving slowly but surely toward that 10% over the next few years.
And you have right now, the last number I saw was about $316 billion that you're managing for folks in government. So there's still a ways to go even to get to that 10%?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have about 4.5 million participants. So 20,000 participants, while a lot, is certainly not anywhere close to 10% of the 4.5 million.
Do you have a timeline for when you think as many people as are going to participate in a Roth option will participate, or is it just there and it'll grow however it grows?
It's there and it will grow as it grows. As the uniform services come on, we would expect that it will grow because the military are one of the populations for whom Roth would be most advantageous, but that won't happen until October, so we'll see how that rolls out. And then it's just sort of slow but steady. And obviously, a lot of the decisions around Roth are, what do you think personally is going to happen with taxes for you in the future? And so that will, you know, as Congress changes, as the president changes, people will make those determinations as they move through their career.
Now, that transition for the military branches to make the various options available, the Roth options available, is there anything you have to do on your end, or is that all the military branches changing their systems to accommodate this?
We've done everything we needed to do. That when we went live to start accepting contributions back in May, we were good to go with our systems, and we knew, because we accept money from about 120 payroll offices from various sizes. Obviously, the Defense Finance and Accounting System is huge. They don't just do military. They do a number of civilian employees as well. And so we knew that agencies would come on board as they could. DFAS for civilians started in July, and DFAS for military will roll out in October. That's their time frame anyhow.
Now, another topic that was touched on at the meeting yesterday, the executive director of the TSP, Greg Long, talked back in June at the meeting about wanting to increase the agency's budget. What's the latest on that, Kim?
Well, we will go, we'll present a budget, Greg will present a budget request to the board at our September meeting, and that will be for the FY13 budget, which would start October 1st. In preparation for that discussion, one of the things we discussed yesterday at the board meeting was our agency's ability to staff up. We are a relatively small agency. We currently have about 101 people on board. And as the size of the plan has increased, as the complexity of the plan has increased with the addition of Roth and the many other options that have been added since 2009, it's quite clear to us that we're going to need to grow. And one of the things we discussed with the board yesterday was that we have hired people in our HR department, and we have also entered into a MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, with OPM so that they can help us with a number of the jobs that we are posting. We are finding that we are getting a number of applicants. One job, we had well over 100 applicants, which is wonderful. It gives us a great choice, but obviously going through and giving a quality review to that number of resumes takes a good deal of time.
Now, one of the problems that people talked about when some of these options were first discussed in Congress for the Thrift Savings Plan was this exact thing. It's going to complicate things. It's going to require more people. Do you have any sense yet of how this might affect your fees? Obviously, TSP is not appropriated, so you collect the money that you need for operations based on the fees of the money that you manage. Do you have any sense yet of if or whether that might change?
We don't. We're in the process of finalizing the budget right now, and that is something that we keep a very close eye on. Greg, as the executive director, keeps a very close eye on, as do the board members. We are very proud of the fact that our costs are low, and it is something that we take very seriously, our mission that we act solely in the interest of the participants and beneficiaries. So while I can't speak to that yet because it hasn't been finalized, it is something that we are very mindful of.
But that is the September board meeting that we'll be able to see a blueprint of what that budget should look like?
Exactly.
All right. Kim Weaver is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. You guys are going YouTube on us now. You're getting big time, huh?
Yeah, we are. We're dipping our toe into a new technology. Obviously, we're always trying to find ways to reach out to our participants. And a lot of what we're seeing, and no surprise to anybody, but 67% of 18 to 34-year-olds are on YouTube. 59% of 35 to 49-year-olds are on YouTube. And so we're starting to explore what we need to do. We have a video developed that we would put up as an explanation of interfund transfers and contribution allocations. And it's sort of our exploration of what this means. And it gets back to the discussion we just had. Social media is a wonderful thing and is a great way to reach out to people, but it requires monitoring and staffing. And so we're trying to see what would be needed to do if we wanted to go into that full up.
Do you have a vision yet for what full up would mean for you, or is that also still in the formative stage?
That is still in the formulation. In fact, that'll be part of the budget discussion, is sort of when do we think that we should roll out, how much staffing would we need to do that if we thought we were going to go that way, and, you know, what is the timing on that? You can't do everything all at once. That would lead to failure, obviously. So we've got to stagger things and prioritize our goals.
If you had to prioritize a couple of the things, though, that you think would be most obvious for presenting through those channels, you mentioned already the interfund transfers in a couple of those. What other kinds of, maybe an explanation of the Roth option might be the kind of thing that I would think would make a lot of sense to see a video on?
One of those, yes, exactly. Roth is one. And in fact, that was the other video we previewed yesterday, was we had a Roth video directed specifically at the military. We're in the middle of developing another one that's targeted right at civilians. And then another one might be our withdrawal form. Our withdrawal form, it's TSP 70, is now a fairly lengthy form that was driven by the addition for Roth and driven by all of the statutory requirements that we have to fulfill as people take their money out. But there is no doubt about it that it is a form that takes a lot of reading and a lot of following along. So that would be the kind of thing that we think might be perfect for a video or two, so that people can sort of watch and play along at home before they start filling out the form.